exercise change.
What did you have to do to take those first steps towards becoming a competitive bodybuilder?
I had to really sort of relate myself to other people and surround myself. Surround's probably the best word, around people who want it as well, because that encourages you even more. And pretty much just surrounding by people who want the same thing or is into the same thing.
Looking back on sort of when you got started around that age, do you think you would have been as successful or successful at all if you hadn't have surrounded yourself with people that knew what they were doing?
No, you really need your friends, and you really need to surround yourself beside these people who want it as well. Right. Like, it is down to you at the end of the day. And you've got no one else to blame but yourself if everything goes wrong, because it's down to you, and it's such a sport where it's down to you. Mm-hmm. But you know, your mates giving you encouragement, and surrounding yourself by family as well, who, you know, you've got to have encouragement there. Makes it 10 times harder if you don't.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, because there'd be a lot of people out there that have got a pretty destructive or negative social circle or relationship, either family or other. So it's a bit of a key message for those types of people, really, that they need to make maybe a bigger change than just starting an exercise routine. You know, they had to look at who they're rolling with and what influences other people have on them. Because if they're surrounded by negativity, it's going to be really hard.
At the end of the day, it's just going to be negative on their final, on their goal. Mm. It's all going to contribute to a negative coming into what you want to achieve.
Yeah. So not impossible, but definitely a lot harder if you're in that situation.
Yeah, exactly, a lot harder. Yeah, not impossible though, but it would make it 10 times harder. Yeah.